This podcast replay is brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. For truck, motorcycle, and rideshare accidents, call Bobby Nunez, 305-444-4407. AccidentLawFirm.com.
This is the Big O Show. This is the Big O Show.
Yes, it is. This is the Big O Show. Well, it's a mini podcast is what it is. And welcome aboard on a beautiful Saturday. And listen, I just wanted to talk a little bit about something that kind of came to my mind. And I talked a little bit about it on my Sirius show today. But I know that a lot of people don't listen to Sirius, a lot of people don't have the service or anything like that, so it didn't catch me this morning, but it's something that I thought about the last couple of days, and I've been at this whole thing, and I've been telling you for a while that I don't believe the Miami Dolphins should take Tua at number 5, correct? I've also told you many, many times over that I understand if they do take him because people have been snake bitten and the whole Drew Brees thing, you took Fletcher instead of Drew Brees. Then the second go around, you chose Culpepper over Drew Brees. You could have had him twice, all that stuff. We know the history. We know everything that's gone on with Drew Brees, all of that. So we're all snake bitten from it. We're all hurt from it. We're all butt hurt, as they say, because when we watch him kick ass with the Saints, we're like, okay, he should be kicking ass for our beloved Miami Dolphins, right? So we're all on the same page there. I completely understand. Now, I was thinking about this, and while I've been talking about taking Tristan Wirfs, and I have no problem taking an offensive lineman at number 5, if you want to take Derek Brown or you want to take Mekhi Becton, whatever, get an excellent position player at number 5, okay? That's what we've been talking about. And I've been telling you, Jordan Love, I'm not a fan of him at 5. I would take him at 18 because, you know, he's a project. Herbert, I'm not a fan of. I would not take him at 5. And Tua, because of the injury history, it scares the crap out of me. For me, players that are normally injured in college, it'll move on and you'll be injured in the NFL. That's just the way of the world, as Earth, Wind, and Fire used to sing. So here's the problem that I have with all of my thinking and saying this. And some of you out there, I think you may not be, you're right in this way, but you're not thinking about it in the sense that I'm about to say. If you're the Miami Dolphins, it actually behooves you. You have to take Tua. It's a must. It's an obvious. Let me explain why you have to take Tua if he's there at 5. Don't trade up for him because then you're giving up your assets and it's such a risk. But here's my problem. Why my thinking of no way you take Tua at 5. You know what? It's probably wrong, and it's probably wrong on my part to think that. But here's where I would tell you that you probably do have to take Tua at 5 if you're at 5. Why? You got 13 other picks, man. You realize if you hit 6 or 7 of those 13 picks, you had a monster draft. I mean, you were like a stud. So whether you hit or miss on Tua, it doesn't matter. But the thinking is this. Everybody loves Tua, the person, right? Because how do you not like the kid? The kid is as likable as it gets, right? You just like, you want your daughter to marry him. That's the kind of kid he is. He's a leader. Guys gravitate to him. He can pass the damn ball. And he is accurate. These are things that I love. Anybody listens to my show, I tell you, I get sexually aroused when a quarterback is accurate, okay? So these are all the things that you know about him. He's not a head case. He's not a troublemaker. He's not immature. He's not a poor passer. He's not inaccurate. None of that. The only problem he has is that he's injury prone. Now, the perception of everything around the general person, maybe even Stephen Ross, will think like this. If you draft Tua, but yet you have a really good draft after Tua, and you miss on Tua, people will say, well, damn, you sucked on this draft, but man, you had a really good draft after that, and we understand why you took Tua. Because that's one thing I've said from the get-go. I understand if you take Tua because it's tempting. So if you miss on him, but you have a great draft after that, you will be forgiven. But if you don't take him and you still have a great draft and he turns out to be a franchise player, you will be criticized. If you have a weak draft and he turns out to be a franchise player and you didn't take him, you will be criticized. And in both cases, you might even get fired. Because if you don't have your franchise quarterback in place, you're definitely getting fired. But if you have a really good draft overall, you hit on six or seven of those picks out of those 13, and they become really good players and maybe a Hall of Famer in there, a Pro Bowler in there, whatever, people are going to say, wow, you had an awesome draft, even though you missed on Tua. But we understand why you took Tua, because, man, if you would have hit on Tua along with all those other picks, wow! You really can't lose by taking Tua as long as you draft well. Now, if you draft poorly and you didn't take Tua, oh, my Lord. You've set the team back forever. But if you draft well, you get a couple offensive linemen, you find a linebacker, you find a running back, you find a guard or a center, whatever. You come out of that draft with that stud special team or whatever. People are going to say, wow, you had a hell of a draft. And you know what? You took Tua and you missed, but we get it. People will understand it because you're not taking some project. You're not taking Blaine Gabbert and Tannehill and Jordan Love and whatever. Those kind of guys that you know they need work. Tua doesn't need work. You just got to hope he stays healthy. You know, you figure the way you see him that he can play. You look at Trevor Lawrence, he can play. You like know it right away when you see those kind of guys. Even Jameis Winston, as much of a screw-up as he is with the interceptions, the dude can play. So these are things that are obvious about Tua. And so let's say you take Tua, and then you come back at 18 and you take Andrew Thomas from Georgia. You get your tackle, Josh Jones from Houston or something like that. Whatever. You have a couple tackles there at that spot. You might have an opportunity there to fill that tackle need at 18. I'm pretty sure you will. And then at 26, if you want to get a defensive end, if you want to get an outside linebacker, if you want to get a center, if you want to get a cornerback, even though you signed a big one, so I doubt you need a cornerback, but there'll be plenty there. I mean, you want to get Zach Bond? Go ahead at 26. Fill your linebacker need. I love Zach Bond. You want to get T. Higgins from Clemson at 26? Go ahead. At 39, you want to get a running back? You solved your problem. You can get Jonathan Taylor probably there or DeAndre Swift, somebody like that. Then you got another pick at 56. And if you want to fill your center need there with Cushenberry or Biadiz or whatever the kid's name is from Wisconsin, go for it. You understand what I'm saying? Third rounds, you want to add something else? You think Ezra Cleveland out of Boise State's a good project in the third round at tackle? Then you take him. You fill another tackle need. You see what I'm saying? You want to take Antoine Winfield out of Minnesota as a free safety? You go for it at that spot. You want to take a guard? You can take several guards at that spot in the third round. The Lemieux kid from Oregon will be there. The Simpson kid from Clemson. I mean, that's what I'm saying, that you're going to have opportunities with really good players to fill. And I tell you all the time, you want to take Cam Akers in the third round, you want to fill their running back need then, you do it. I love Michael Pirine, another kid that's going to go in the middle rounds. That when you really look at it, okay, as much as I'm telling you, you know, Tua's going to be a sack of injuries. When you have 14 picks and you have, what is it, like another 11 next year or whatever the hell it is, it actually is not, it's actually a great gamble by the Dolphins. Because if you know what the hell, remember what I tell you all the time for years, it's not where you pick, it's who you pick. Because you will find players all throughout the draft. In fact, the general manager that you have right now for the Miami Dolphins potentially found himself a starting wide receiver in Preston Williams after the draft. He also, after the draft, and he by stealing somebody else's practice squad player, probably found your nickel or dime corner in Needham. So these guys can find talent not just in the draft, outside of the draft. Remember what I told you about the Dolphin front office? I'm the guy that keeps telling you that the Dolphin front office will be one of the best front offices in the NFL. It's fine. People are all negative about the last 25 years, and what's I get all of that. I don't care. I'm not living in the past. I don't do my talk shows living in the past either. Hey, let's talk about the Heat game from 2 months ago. Did you watch it last night in the replay? It's some silly-ass crap. Don't do that. All my shows will be about the now and the future. It's what we're talking about. And, you know, now that I keep thinking about this more and more and more and more, Dolphins have no choice. They have to take two if he's there at five. Because they can afford to swing and absolutely miss. Just make sure you kick ass in the rest of the draft. That's all. And find a quarterback one way or another. Draft one later on. Draft one the following year. Make all your picks. Trade up for Trevor Lawrence if you have to. Give up the world to go get him because you did really well this year in the draft and everything else. Fine. But now that I keep thinking about it more and more and more, the Dolphins should take Tua at five. Even if I don't like it, even if I think he's injury prone, it just makes sense because they're one of the few teams. See, if you only have one first round pick and it's at number five or number three or number seven, you can't afford to take Tua. You just can't. Because if you swing and miss, and there's a good chance you're going to swing and miss because injury prone players are injury prone players. Okay, look at Devontae Parker. Injury-prone in college, and he was injury-prone in the NFL. It took him 5 years to finally turn the corner. And we still don't know if he's going to stay healthy. Okay? Injury-prone players usually are. But in the Dolphins' case, you have so many picks. You have set yourself up at a position that you have to take him at five. Because the upside is worth the gamble. The downside, it's fine. You can recover from the downside. Other teams can't because they don't have a first rounder. You have two more. Make them count. You have two more second rounders. Make them count. You have a third rounder. Make it count. Okay? That's how you do it. You have what, three fourth rounders? If I'm correct? No, one fourth round, three fifth rounders. That's what it is. My bad. You got three fifth rounders. Well, you better hit on something there. That's it. The pressure's on. You're going to take Tua. But make sure you do well in the rest of that draft. So that way, the Tua thing becomes the amazing icing on the cake. That's all. What you have to do is make sure that picks 18 and on are awesome. So that way, pick five is either icing on the cake and it just takes you to a stratosphere that you're dying to be at, or if he fails, it doesn't make much of a difference. Okay, you didn't find your quarterback in him, but man, you knocked it out in the rest of that draft, and your team is way better now because you added 6 to 7 starters on this team, impactful players. That's it. That's the way you got to look at it. That's why for those of you out there, you know, that you might be like me on the injury-prone front, and we're probably right. But in this case, we also can be wrong, and we also can see the other side that maybe Miami should be going in the Tua direction at number 5. Don't forget, you can catch us on Monday morning. We'll be back rocking and rolling at 11 a.m. with fresh sports talk, as we always do. And as always, we love you out there. Thank you for the amazing support. We crossed over 1 million downloads yesterday. We did it in 7 months. You and us combined, we did it in 7 months, which is amazing. We are on pace for 2 million this year. So we'll hopefully get close to that number or over that number, but we should be in that area. We thank you all for the support. Make sure you follow us at Big O Radio Show. Subscribe on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, Big O Radio Show. Follow us on Twitter at Big O Show, and then also Instagram, Big O Radio Show. Most of the handles are all Big O Radio Show, and the website's Big O Radio Show. The only thing that's Big O Show is the Twitter. Everything else is Big O Radio Show. So pass it on. Share the links. We love you. Be safe out there. Stay away from people. Stay in your homes. Go out only for important things that you need, and get your asses back inside, all right? And do the right thing. Let's not spread it. Let's spread the love. We'll see you on Monday.